صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يسألك الناس عن الساعة قل إنما علمها عند الله وما يدريك لعل الساعة تكون قريبا إن الله لعن الكافرين وأعد لهم سعيرا خالدين فيها أبدا لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا يوم تقلب وجوههم في النار يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسولا وقالوا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا فأضلونا السبيلا ربنا آتهم ضعفين من العذاب والعنهم لعنا كبيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعالى يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم، فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك. اللهم ما أصبح بنا من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك، ولك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing in the chapter on being on the virtue of hunger, living a simple life, sufficing with little as far as food, drink and clothing is concerned. So the hadith we read last, an Urwa, an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Urwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Urwa rahmatullah alayhi, actually he was the nephew of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and his mother was the sister of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he is reporting, أَنَّهَا كَانَتْ تَقُولْ وَاللَّهِ يَبْنَ أُخْتِ, that she would tell him that, oh my nephew, إِنَّا كُنَّا نَنْظُرُ إِلَى الْهِلَالِ ثُمَّ الْهِلَالِ ثُمَّ الْهِلَالِ ثَلَاثَةُ أَهِلَّةٍ فِي شَهْرِينَ, that oh my nephew, we would see the new moon, then we'd see another new moon, then we'd see the third new moon. In other words, 2 months would pass. Person sees the first new moon, second new moon. By the time he reaches the third new moon, 2 months have already passed. So she's saying the 2 months would have passed. وَمَا أُوْقِدَ فِي أَبْيَاتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَارٌ, and no fire would have been lit in any of the homes of Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Fire meaning no stove, nothing cooked would have been cooked in the house of Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. قُلْتُ, then he asked out of surprise, يَا خَالَ, oh my خَالَ, oh my aunt, فَمَا كَانَ يُعِيشُكُمْ, then how you people would live? قالت, she replied, الأسودان التمر والماء, we would live on these two things, these two black things. One is the kajur and the other is water. As we explain this day, why two black? Out of, as an expression, when you sometimes you're describing something, you'll describe it with one of its sifat, but the other one is already included, like shamsan. It doesn't mean the two suns, it means the sun and the moon. So yeah, she said that we would suffice with kajur and with water. إِلَّا أَنَّهُ قَدْ كَانَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ جِيرَانٌ مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ. Apart from that, there was some neighbors that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had from the Ansar. وَكَانَتْ لَهُمْ مَنَائِحُ, these neighbors had milk-producing animals. يُرْسِلُونَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ أَلْبَانِهَا فَيُسْقِيَنَا, they would send some milk for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they would give us some to drink. So that's all we would have sometimes. 2 months would pass, and this was the condition in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was the level of disinclination Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam had for this world. As we mentioned in one hadith, the Tirmidhi Sharif hadith, it comes that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was offered the mountains of Makkah Sharif to be turned into gold for him. But he refused that those mountains be turned to gold. In other words, he wanted a life that had no ta'alluq with this world, that he didn't want to take benefit, unnecessary benefit from this world. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose a life wherein he fasted on one day so that he could remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next day he would choose that he would not fast, he would eat, so that he could praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shukr for the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the style of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, teaching us the highest and the most exemplary style. The person, there's no problem in him having dunya, but that love and that ta'alluq and that attachment must not be with the dunya, it must be with the akhirat. Today's hadith, and Abi Sa'id المقبوري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه مر بقوم بين أيديهم شاة مصلية. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه, once he passed by some people who were eating a sheep that was bright. I will image bright. Here they use the word roasted. So the sheep that was bright, these people were eating it, it was in front of them. فَدَعَوْهُ فَأَبَاءَ يَأْكُلَ. So naturally when they saw him walking past, they called him, come join us for this bright meat. So he refused. وَقَالَ خَرَجَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَمْ يَشْبَعْ مِنْ خُبْزِ الشَّعِيرِ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. This hadith shows us the extreme love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a high level of love, something that we can't understand also. So when Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu was passing, this was after the time that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. So he was walking past somewhere and his people had a bright sheep in front of them. And they invited him to join us and eat. So for Abba, he refused to eat ayyakula wa qala kharaja, and he replied these words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left this dunya and he didn't even fill his stomach up with barley bread. So how can I eat and how can I join you? In other words, he thought of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time. How was his life? And he thought that love he had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compelled him that I must be like my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can I join these people eating bread meat? And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam didn't even eat that barley bread. So how can I eat from the sheep? In other words, that love, out of love he did it. It is not a masla that now a person can't eat. It's just out of genuine love. Some people got so much of love and ishq for the beloved that their mind goes to the beloved and immediately it stopped them from eating what they've been offered to eat. We did the hadith before that Huzaifah ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu, that when he was fasting and a platter of food was brought in front of him, then his mind went to Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu. That when Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu was in Makkah Sharif, how much of he had, but when he gave up everything and he passed away, there was not enough cloth to cover his body, that his feet would become exposed when his head was covered, and when his feet was covered and his head became exposed, eventually Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, cover his head and use grass to cover his feet. So even though he was fasting the whole day, when the food was brought to him, then his mind went there and he said, no, I don't want to eat. This was the condition of my companion. So this is what you call genuine love. Not that the person just proclaims from his mouth, but even in his actions and his feeling and his desires is united with the beloved. From here we can see how much of love Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and also having some percentage of that love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillah.